ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 6 किलिंग ऑफ द डीमन पुतना टेक्स्ट 9। ताम तीक्ष्ण चित्तां अतिवाम चेष्टितां वक्ष्यांतरा कोश परिच्छाद साविता वरस्त्रियं तत्प्रभया च धर्षिते निरीक्ष्यामणे जननी हि अधिष्ठतम्। वर्ड फॉर वर्ड मीनिंग्स एंड ट्रांसलेशन पर्पज बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ताम दैट पूतना राक्षसी तीक्ष्ण चित्तम having a very fierce heart for killing the child, ativama cheshtitam, although she was trying to treat the child better than a mother, vikshyantara, seeing her within the room, kosh parichhada asivat, like a sharp sword within a soft sheath, varastriyam, the very beautiful woman, tat prabhaya, by her influence, cha, also, dharshite, being overwhelmed, nirikshamane, were seen, janani, the two mothers, he, indeed, athishthatam, they remained silent, without prohibiting. Translation: Putana Rakshasi's heart was fierce and cruel, but she looked like a very affectionate mother. She resembled a sharp sword in a soft sheath. Although seeing her within the room, Yashoda and Rohini, overwhelmed by her beauty, did not stop her, but remained silent because she treated the child like a mother. Purport. Although Putana was an outsider, and although she personified fierce death, because the determination within her heart was to kill the child, when she directly came and placed the child on her lap to offer the child her breast to suck, the mothers were so captivated by her beauty that they did not prohibit her. Sometimes a beautiful woman is dangerous, because everyone being captivated by external beauty, Maya Mohita, is unable to understand what is in her mind. Those who are captivated by the beauty of the external energy are called Maya Mohita. Mohitam nabhi janati mam ebhya param avyayam. Nate vidhu swarth gatim hi Vishnu durashraya ye bahirarthamanina. Hence, of course, the two mothers, Rohini and Yashoda, were not Maya Mohita, deluded by external energy. But to develop the pastimes of the Lord, they were captivated by Yoga Maya. Such Maya Moha is the action of Yoga Maya. Hare Krishna. So I am feeling very humbled to sit here at Sri Vrindavan Dham. Actually, I have no qualification to speak in front of all the exalted Vaishnavas. But I was remembering an example, like how mother monkey teaches her child how to swim. What mother monkey does, she sits on the edge of the branch and then calls the child. When child comes, like river is beneath, and she is sitting on the edge of the branch. So when child comes thinking that mother is calling, the child comes, and then mother goes away, child falls into the river. And then child starts to try endeavoring how to swim. And that's how the child learns swimming. So I'm feeling as if, you know, I'm giving here training by senior Vaishnavas. Actually, my Krishna consciousness started from this courtyard. When I was 9 years old, I was sitting by these steps, and wonderful devotees, they were having Gaur Aarti, and one Mataji came and gave us Bhagavad Gita. And then immediately we couldn't understand, we were reading it, but eventually we came in the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. So please consider me as your child, and whatever mistakes I commit, please forgive me. Whatever I'll speak, I have learned from you all. So please bless me that I can serve you properly. This section of Srimad Bhagavatam is very inspiring, very attractive, so much so that detached soul like Sukadev Goswami was attracted towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead after hearing this glory, that how Krishna delivered Putana. Someone who came to kill, Krishna gave position of his mother. Very important pastime. Actually, at the end of this chapter, even it is mentioned that one who reads this chapter, one who hears this story, he gets attachment towards Govinda. So such beautiful pastime. There are so many lessons, like yesterday Gaurang Prabhu was sharing, so many lessons from this pastime. But more than that, we can experience the merciful nature of the Lord. what to speak about forgiving somebody, but avoiding such a place which is rare for Brahma and Shiva, which was exclusively for mother of Krishna, Yashoda, Krishna gave to Putana. Like, if this is the result of serving Krishna with attitude of killing him, we can imagine what will be the result of serving Krishna in neutral state. We can imagine what will be the result of serving Krishna with faith, and what to speak about serving Krishna in pure devotional service. So there is no match to what Krishna will reciprocate. Actually, sometimes when we read Bhagavad Gita, we feel that ye yatha mam prapadyate, as we will approach, Krishna will reciprocate. But actually, Krishna's reciprocation always excels devotee's endeavor. He becomes overwhelmed. How much I can give to this devotee? And there is always a competition between devotees and Krishna. Devotees think they will serve Krishna more, and Krishna thinks that I will make my devotee more glorious. Like, best example is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada tried to serve Krishna with his whole heart and soul, took so much challenges, so much austerities. But what Krishna did? Krishna made Prabhupada in such a position, he glorified Prabhupada in such a way that whole world is worshipping Srila Prabhupada. Like great personalities of this world, at most what people do, they may name a street on their name, they may make a statue of him. And what happens to that statue? Whole year there will be dirt, there will be mud, birds will do, you know, on their head. And then once in a while, when there is birthday of that person, some sweeper will come and he will clean with his broom that statue of that person. And some cheater politicians will come, they will garland him, and that thing will come in newspaper, which people will throw in dustbin. But think about Srila Prabhupada, how much Krishna glorified him. Prabhupada's deity is made of Ashtadhatu, gold, and we are worshipping. We are worshipping him with Panchamrita. His picture, even if it becomes old, we can't throw it. Any devotee can throw Srila Prabhupada's picture. And everywhere in the world, somewhere or other, some place, Guru Puja or Mangalarti is going on. People are offering their obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, Arti to Srila Prabhupada. So that is reciprocation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And further, we can think that there are many devotees who have surrendered to incarnations of the Lord, like Prahlad Maharaj and other devotees. So what to speak about directly serving the source of all incarnation, Krishna? How much he can reciprocate in devotee's life? Putana went to offer poison and she got this benefit. What to speak about offering our best thing to Krishna? So even if we say the basic minimum standard, Krishna has no limit for basic minimum. He doesn't know calculation much. One devotee was saying he's a coward boy, he doesn't know maths much. So he doesn't discriminate, he doesn't calculate. Oh, this person is coming with this motive. We read in scriptures that how Krishna is bhavagrahi. Murkho vadati vishnaya, dhira vadati vishnave, ubhayastu saman punyam, bhavagrahi janardana. Like how intelligent person, a learned person who knows the grammar, Sanskrit grammar, he will say vishnave nama. But somebody who is just a new learner, he may say, okay, ganeshaya nama, krishnaya nama, vishnaya nama, wrong. It's grammatically wrong. But ubhayastu samana punyam, they both will get same benefit. Why? Because bhavagrahi janardana. Krishna takes the bhava, the feeling. But what was Putana's bhava? She wanted to kill. Then Krishna's mercy even extends beyond bhava. Even somebody is just coming, vesha matram putana uddhar. Just she was having the dress of mother, just the appearance of a mother. And that's how Krishna decided to give her position of his mother. Like Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, it was not that Rohini and Yashoda, they were in maya, they couldn't understand. But they were in yoga maya, they wanted to assist Lord in his merciful pastime. They wanted to assist Krishna in displaying his merciful nature to the conditioned souls. And therefore, this pastime is so encouraging. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Ishvara Swabhav Bhakta Nalahe Aparadh. It is nature of Lord that he doesn't take offense of his devotees. Rather, Alpagun Bahumane Atma Parent Prasad. Little quality. He will expand so much that he is ready to give himself as a gift to the devotee. This is Krishna's merciful nature. And therefore, we see how much hope Krishna installs in our heart. How many animals in forest die every day? They are attacked by some animal and they die. But Gajendra is glorious because he took shelter of the Lord. How many children are tortured by the parents? But Prahlad became glorious because he took shelter of the Lord. How many women are mistreated? But Draupadi is glorious because Krishna took care of her. How many battles were fought in this world? There is no list of battles, how many battles were fought in this world. But Arjuna and Pandavas are glorious because Krishna was on their side. Similarly, how many children get kidnapped and, you know, all this kind of activity happens. But Putna became glorious because Krishna is involved. So Krishna is like, Prabhupada gives example, he is like that one in front of all the zeros which makes our life meaningful, which makes our existence meaningful. So that is the merciful nature of the Lord. And the central theme of Srimad Bhagavatam is this. Srimad Bhagavatam encourages, it is Paramahansa Sahita, but at the same time Srimad Bhagavatam encourages even conditioned souls to accept the path of Krishna consciousness. So much so that all our acharyas put their heart and soul in Srimad Bhagavatam. Like when we hear the pastimes of different devotees, we hear about their annaprashan. Like when they were annaprashan, they would select Srimad Bhagavatam. They give so much emphasis to this great scripture. Like today is disappearance day of Srila Rasikananda Prabhu. Same thing. When he was a child, his parents arranged annaprashan ceremony and he selected Srimad Bhagavatam. And he would cry so much so that nothing can stop his crying. But when somebody would recite verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, he would become very peaceful. And when he became little more elder, his fellow mates used to play outside and they used to have many sports and everything. He told his father, arrange for a reciter so that I can learn Srimad Bhagavatam. So when outside children used to play, he used to sit inside and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is attachment of our acharyas for this great scripture. And they have displayed great surrender to the Lord, which is an example for us. Acharya means their life is an example for us to follow. One time I was hearing one Srila Prabhupada disciple, he was saying that these examples of acharyas are not just to hear and be happy. These examples are to follow. Actually, they displayed these examples because it is possible for us also to follow their footsteps. Like we are talking about Rasikananda Prabhu. He dedicated his whole life to the preaching mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 40 years he dedicated to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to travel, preach, not only to humans, even to animals. Like one time when he was traveling, some elephants came and they were like making loud noise. They were going to attack on Rasikananda Prabhu. But Rasikananda Prabhu peacefully said, just chant Krishna's name. Now we tell so many people chant Krishna's name. But he told to elephants. And elephants started to chant Krishna's name. So this is glory of our acharyas. And that enabled them to become so dear to Krishna. When Rasikananda Prabhu wanted to depart from this world, he was just chanting Krishna's name. And chanting, he merged in the deity of Sri Chaur Gopinath and Remuna. Such glorious departure. Yesterday we went to Narottam Das Thakur Samadhi and we were talking to some students and we were discussing about departure of Narottam Das Thakur and they were amazed. How can this happen? Somebody is just dissolved in Ganga. What glorious parampara we have. What wonderful examples we have to follow. Another wonderful personality whose disappearance day is today, is Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Such a rare soul, such a wonderful exalted personality, who exemplified that pure devotional service is possible. He is called as Vaishnava Sarvabhaum. After Shad Goswamis and Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, Baldev Vidyabhushan, there was some gap in our parampara. Gap in sense, there was not very active preaching spirit. There were many upsampradayas which came, and there was so much deviation. But Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj kept these teachings intact, and therefore he is termed as Sarvabhauma, Vaishnava Sarvabhauma. It's the crest jewel of all Vaishnavas. He shuttled between Vrindavan and Navadvip. 6 months in Vrindavan, 6 months in Navadvip. And he spent his time in chanting the holy name of Lord. He used to chant 192 rounds every day, which, you know, maybe will take a couple of weeks to cover, but he used to chant every day 192 rounds. And sometimes when he used to feel that he is not chanting enough, then he used to make some place by the bank of Ganges, and continuously for 1 month he used to just chant. His servant used to cook and keep some prasad. He will take or not take, that is uncertain. But he would just chant continuously for 1 month. So that type of attachment Jagannath Das Babaji had for chanting holy name of the Lord. And if there used to be some deviation, he used to quickly change the place. He used to say that I have no affinity for chanting holy name. So these deviations will actually deviate me. Even after chanting for so many continuous days, he used to feel like that. Another example I was hearing, Raghunath Das Goswami, one time he was sitting by the bank of Radhakunda and he was chanting. And one person came and he gave Malpua, Mahaprasad, in his hand. So when he had that, he said that, okay, let me finish this round and I'll then take this Malpua. So when he was chanting, then he again and again that thought of Malpua was coming. So he put that Malpua in Radhakund for the fishes. He said, I am not qualified to take this Mahaprasad because I have no affinity, no affection, no attachment for chanting the holy name. So this kind of example our acharyas have established. And his activities were sometimes bewildering. Sometimes people used to come to take initiation from him. And he used to tell, no, go in the field and grow eggplant. So these people used to do for some time, but they used to get confused. Okay, 1 day, 2 day, 3 days, 5 days. But no mantra, no chanting. He's just growing eggplant. So they went back and told Bhaktivinoda Thakur that you sent us to take initiation from Jagannath Das Babaji, but he is telling us to grow eggplant. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told that he is Mahabhagavat pure Vaishnava. Serving him is Krishna consciousness. It's not that by our bhajan we will go back to God. Bhajan comes from root word bhaja, means serving. And that service we do to the pure devotee of the Lord. One time he was taking prasad in Navadvip and some dogs came. The servant, he was chasing away the dogs. Jagannath Das Babaji became so upset with the servant. These are the dogs of the holy place and you are chasing them away. I will not take prasad until they will come back. The servant had to look for the dogs and bring the dogs. And then from same plate where Jagannath Das Babaji is eating, these dogs were also eating. Such high level of consciousness these devotees carried. When he was over 120 years old, his body was completely bent. His eyelids were so heavy and closed that from two sides two disciples used to lift the eyelids so that he can worship his Govardhan Shila. In that condition, Bhaktivinoda Thakur approached Jagannath Das Babaji. And he said that we want to discover the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So can you come? Jagannath Das Babaji said, I can't walk, I cannot lift my eyelids myself. How can I go to that place? So then the disciple carried Jagannath Das Babaji in basket and took to that place. As soon as Jagannath Das Babaji saw that neem tree, he became so ecstatic. The person who can't walk, who can't sit by himself, who can't lift his eyelids, started to jump 6 feet high and chant, Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari. He said, Eitu Nimayar Janmasthan. This is birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he verified the research of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He gave us the mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. He told that these are the personalities who don't take offense. So we should chant the holy name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. He was so attached to pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so attached to the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to encourage his disciples that please read Chaitanya Chaitamrita. So he said one of his disciples who was illiterate, he never read one word of Bengali in his life. And Jagannath Das Babaji told that you should read Chaitanya Chaitamrita. So he said, Guru Maharaj, I can't read. I never read in my life. He said, no, pick up the book. Take Gauranga's name and read. And that person took Chaitanya Chaitamrita, started reading. So this is the mercy of Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate egrim. Yat kripa tamaham bande Sri Guru Dinatari. By mercy of such a great soul, illiterate person was reading verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita one after another. And that made his glories spread in all over India. Actually, wherever Vaishnavas were, they were treating him as their leader. Not only humans, even animals were treating him as Vaishnava. One time the servant was carrying Jagannath Das Babaji in basket and suddenly he stopped and he was completely still. Jagannath Das Babaji's eyes was closed. He asked, what happened? He said, Guru Maharaj, there is a tiger in front of me, staring right in front of my eyes. What to do? He said, don't worry, you want to take my darshan. Just put me down, he'll take my darshan, then he'll go away. So the servant put the basket down and then he took darshan of Jagannath Das Babaji, offered obeisances and went away. So this was glory of such great Vaishnavas. And this is our glorious parampara. Somebody may say, okay, these are the stories, maybe in 100 years back, maybe 200 years back, maybe 500 years back. Is it really possible today? It is possible today. Because in a mango tree, 100 years back also mango is coming, today also mango is coming. It's not that today a mango tree will not give mango. So this pure devotional service which we are getting from parampara, it is still available. And Srila Prabhupada exemplified it from his own preaching. When Srila Prabhupada went to America, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged perfect situation for him. America was in material prosperity. One side it was growing so much materially, and on another hand, youth of America were dissatisfied. They were looking for some positive alternative, and Prabhupada gave that positive alternative. Prabhupada gave Krishna consciousness and made them such pure Vaishnavas who are delivering the whole world. I was talking to one businessman a few days back, and he was mentioning, he heard from one ISKCON guru, he was mentioning him. He was saying that a good businessman is who purchases something where it costs nothing and sells where it costs the most. Srila Prabhupada was that. He picked out people who were rejected by the society. America rejected those people. Or rather, they rejected America. Their principle was, anybody above 35, 40, we don't want to listen to them. And government of America was so concerned to rectify this situation, this hippie movement. Prabhupada picked up those people, so nobody actually cared also. Okay, he's taking some few hippies. But then he took them and created Hare Krishna movement. Then they became alarmed. Oh, then court case. They are brainwashing, they are doing this and that. So Prabhupada used the people who are insignificant for this world, but made them pure Vaishnavas who delivered the whole world. And such one great personality is His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Today is His disappearance day. It's such a wonderful example of Prabhupada's mercy. First time when Prabhupada went to San Francisco, he went in one area which was full of youth. It was like a forest kind of place. And there, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was living like a sage. He left everything and he was just living there. And when he saw Srila Prabhupada, it was like love at first sight. First sight, he decided that I will leave everything and dedicate everything to Srila Prabhupada. Just like Prabhupada did. When he saw Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, first encounter, Prabhupada decided that I will dedicate my whole life to this person, this personality. In the same way, like father, like son. Tamal Krishna Maharaj also decided that I will dedicate my whole life in the service of this personality. And wherever Prabhupada needed some extra power, he used to say, call Tamal. He was his right hand in one sense. Like when Prabhupada established Los Angeles as his headquarters, who will be the temple president? Who will take care of such big project? Prabhupada appointed Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Actually, just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with all his internal associates, they assisted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastimes. When Supreme Personality of Godhead comes, he comes with all his internal associates. In the same way, when a pure Vaishnava comes on a mission, he also comes with his internal associates. Otherwise, how it is possible? When Prabhupada started preaching, painter came, Jadurani Mata and others who know how to paint. Hegriva Prabhu came who know how to edit. Others came who know how to raise funds. Tamal Krishna like personality came who know how to build projects, who know how to lead people. So how everybody came in suddenly? Like if we open temple in some city, we have to recruit people. If Prabhupada went and preached, he got people who can do everything. So it is not by chance. Of course, they are, certainly they are eternal associates of Srila Prabhupada. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj was leading different projects under Prabhupada's instructions. When things developed in London, Prabhupada wanted Sankirtan to be established in London, book distribution to start in London, Prabhupada sent Tamal Krishna Maharaj. When Prabhupada wanted temples to be built in India, Prabhupada appointed Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And then he became a secretary. I heard from His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, when he first saw Tamal Krishna Maharaj, his personality was such that after seeing him, he was not knowing who is he. Just by seeing him first time, he offered his obeisances. That this is somebody special. Then he asked other devotees, who is he? They introduced, he is Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He is like the frontline preacher of Srila Prabhupada. He was glowing, effulgent personality. He used to apply tilak without mirror. And if we see photos of Tamal Krishna Maharaj, we can see how perfect tilak he used to apply. These things show that they were not manufactured Vaishnavas. Like you put some input, you get some output, not like that. They are born Vaishnavas actually. When Prabhupada needed, they all came and assisted Srila Prabhupada. Then when Prabhupada wanted in Mayapur to establish the headquarters of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Prabhupada tried to procure land many times. But the deed was never successful. People used to go, they used to make the deal final, but then local people used to challenge and some or other problem, it could never happen. Then Prabhupada sent Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And Prabhupada was so worried, he was waiting in Calcutta. And Prabhupada told him, we have to keep money inside, hide properly. And Prabhupada gave all instructions. Tamal Krishna Maharaj went there, he called the lawyer, arranged the deed. It took long time. Under a tree, they made this final deal for Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir. And Prabhupada was in such an anxiety. He was waiting in Calcutta temple. Such an anxiety. Till midnight, Prabhupada was awake. And when Tamal Krishna Maharaj reached Calcutta, he came in Prabhupada's room. And Prabhupada, just by his expression, Tamal Krishna Maharaj could understand that what an anxiety Prabhupada has. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj says, this land is yours. This is like perfect disciple. Like yesterday Gaurang Prabhu was saying, a disciple or a servant means he can assure the master that I will do the service. You don't need to take trouble. Servant means who shares the burden of a spiritual master. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj exemplified the perfect example of a bona fide disciple. And that enabled him to carry Prabhupada's legacy and give shelter to so many souls. Till now people come and they say, we heard such and such lecture of Tamal Krishna Maharaj and we got this inspiration. And if we were born little earlier, or if we came to Krishna consciousness little earlier, we could see him. But as Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, great souls, they never die. They are always present in their instructions. For a bona fide disciple, spiritual master is always visible in front of his eyes. So we can pray in the lotus feet of these great Vaishnavas, like His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, our beloved founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, our Parampara Acharyas, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Sri Rasikananda Prabhu, and all Acharyas, that we can hold on to their lotus feet and serve in their creation, in their movement, in their shelter, ISKCON. Hare Krishna. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki, Sri Rasikananda Prabhu ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Sri Vrindavan Dham ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari.